A Veiled Malignancy by Eli Pope. Chapter 1. Cody Cook. I feel nostalgic tonight. I didn't set out wanting this emotion. It just happens more lately, it seems. Okay, it doesn't just seem that way. It does happen to fall over me regularly now. I can't explain it. I just have to roll with it. The Beatles are playing on the radio in the other room just loud enough that I can make out the lyrics. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. John Lennon's voice resonates with a strong desperation layered in his vocals. I think to myself, how damn apropos. I know I feel more down lately. Life's burdens are following more closely overhead like an albatross, ready to dump its load on top of me. It will only add more weight to the backpack of baggage I imagine strapped on my back, tethered to the anchor of surrender and failure on the other end. Breathing becomes more difficult, giving me the feeling of having been lowered into the water slowly yet building up to being quickly dropped on a whim from out of nowhere. I'm closer each day, my mouth being pulled down ever nearer to the water's surface as the liquid begins to gurgle between my tongue and lips, fighting to push it back out. I guess the funny thing so far is either the anchor hasn't reached bottom, or whoever is responsible for attaching the chain to my backpack didn't know how deep the reservoir is and made it longer than the depth it was tossed into. But mark my words, it's still a burden, pulling me down as my muscles begin to ache. This process makes my mind conjure all kinds of notions inside my brain. The question I'm internally asking myself is, will I be this honest when I sit back deeper into this soft black leather chair and look at her face to face when she delves in like I know she will? I need this trip. This journey into something new, and I don't want to give an excuse to dismiss my chances. Her question breaks into my mental drifting and snaps me back to where I am, the comfortable leather chair across from her. So, Cody, you do like this Beatles song. It's from your teenage years, isn't it? The song is great, but it also reminds of things. Things that I enjoy, but also just taunt me. It reminds me that I'm older, yeah, but yes, I like it, and probably know about every damn song they ever sang. So I guess I am showing my age. And yes, I'm married, but if you must know, I have a wife who only sees me as a lingering drag in her life. She's quite a bit younger than me, and of course there's our son, who still lives at home and avoids us both as if we're contagious with the disease of ignorance. Don't get me wrong, I do love my family. I think it's likely me that is the outcast. My voice is either unheard most of the time or outright ignored. When I do offer an opinion, I quickly realize it was bait. I shouldn't have swallowed and just the device used to make me the enemy. I pause. I think to myself, I've said too much, revealed reasons to deny my ability or mental state of taking their challenge. I'm ready and willing to sign off and accept this trip. Really, I hope I haven't taken myself off your list. I state in almost a begging form of question, Mr. Cook, or can I call you Cody? Absolutely, Miss. Miss. It's Ann Hassick, and really, Cody, this conversation is merely a chance for me to see if our offer to the challenge is a good fit. We are actually looking for someone that is older than the normal people who agree to our rather strict rules. We want the perspective from a baby boomer, someone who grew up without cell phones and complex video games and all the other forms of social media. Ann's eyes seemed to look deep into mine, searching for clues of what I was quietly thinking before she continued. But I have to make sure that you are a compatible character type for our offer, and also that you don't have any dangerous medical or mental issues. Her eyes continued to probe, making me feel uncomfortable and on the chopping block. So, do you feel healthy in both of those categories, Mr. Cook? I mean, Cody? I honestly just forgot this woman's name. It makes me wonder if I am mentally competent enough for this challenge. I'm also wondering if I should